Our bodies burn through or use up an incredible amount of our resources and our reserves in times of stress. Now, stress is often pertained to be something that is negative. However, modern day life, or life in general since the beginning of time, has been something that has brought stress upon us as humans. It's just part of the process of the journey. Not accessing the information or the understanding and the knowledge of how we need to replenish and restore. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, my love. Welcome back to the Embodied Woman podcast. Today, I am sharing with you the importance of remineralizing your body. So why do we need to remineralize the body? Well, especially as women, our bodies endure a remarkable journey throughout our lives, from the transition through our hormonal years, from maiden to mother, from the stage of our first bleed and the transition into womanhood. The incredible, intricate process in which our cycle moves through each month or thereabouts in ovulation, menstruation, from nurturing new life to birthing new life into the world to tending to and pouring our energy to sustain the life of children, maintaining our health and vitality through the various seasons and stages and cycles of life that we as women traverse through. Ensuring that our bodies receive the essential minerals that they need throughout this complex and intricate journey of womanhood is vital for our body's vitality, energy, radiance, resource, and overall wellness. Minerals play a crucial role in supporting many, if not all, of our bodily functions, ranging from bone health, hormonal balance, energy production, cellular processes, digestion, fertility, and so much more. However, along this journey of life, due to many different factors, some of which could be poor diets, stress, pregnancies, births, pregnancy loss, hormonal fluctuations, environmental toxins that we've been exposed to, traumas, anything that's impacted us on a physical or emotional level, we can often find ourselves arriving into places of mineral deficiencies, where we are operating from a depleted state within. Our bodies burn through or use up an incredible amount of our resources and our reserves in times of stress. Now, stress is often pertained to be something that is negative. However, modern day life, or life in general since the beginning of time, has been something that has brought stress upon us as humans. It's just part of the process of the journey. Not accessing the information or the understanding and the knowledge of how we need to replenish and restore ourselves whilst walking through those stressful periods of life, whether they be the more negative things that have impacted us, but also the positive, most welcome things too, like traversing through the journey of conception, motherhood, breastfeeding, parenting, moving through the different stages of our cycling life, the stress and impact that we can have in our work, jobs, moving home, traveling, being in relationship with other people. And many of these stresses are wanted. There's a desire to have all of these things in our lives. But we've not become aware, and we've not been educated on a mass level anyway, to really understand how these experiences of life can impact us. And this is where I feel so passionate about supporting women on this journey to really understand the importance of remineralization for their bodies, how it is such a pivotal journey of reorientation out of the conditioning that we've all been carrying, particularly as women, around nourishment and self-care and nurture, and reorienting to a different way where pouring into the body and the vessel is a priority, vital and necessary. And we begin to open up our minds and the thought processes around energy being just that, pouring in to pour back out into life. Because as we begin to re-nourish and remineralize our bodies in these essential ways that they need and require, we begin to pave a new foundation within our bodies, our cells and our bones, a path of inner strength, energy, resilience and vitality, becoming nourished and mineralized is the foundation in which you can create a life of fullness for yourself that is rooted in resource and ease. As we begin this journey as women of remineralizing our body, we are pouring life back into ourselves, energy into the cells of our body. Or rather, we are creating the necessary and needed environment for our cells and our body to begin to create energy in the way that it needs, in the volume that it needs once again. Minerals are known as the spark plugs of life, and they're known as the great communicators within the body. They form energetic pathways, and the cells within our body that have not received the nourishment they need and the balance between this delicate web of minerals and electrolytes can begin to be restored. This guides us much deeper than the physical body, particularly for women that have been undernourished or depleted in these vital and essential minerals and vitamins and electrolytes in their body. It can feel like a pouring into the system, a rejuvenation, like a body that has been thirsty or dried up like a desert is receiving the water and the hydration that it needs to become full and alive once again. Now, this is a very sacred journey in which we go on. This journey that I have traversed myself over the past few years has been one of many different experiences, from having times of emotional outpourings, the release of stress that had been stored and held in my body and my cells, to cultivating newfound boundaries, a clearing and finding of a deeper, more authentic voice, a softening into my body, a sense of relaxation that has arrived for me as I have moved out of cellular disorganization and chaos and into a deeper space of ease. I've been able to soften as my body is being nourished in the way that she needs. And I've been able to step out of loops of survival, fight and flight. And personally for me, I've been able to dissolve patterns of freeze that were historically a very strong imprint in my nervous system. It has been a physical journey of releasing the cellular debris, if we will, all of the exhaust and debris on the physical, energetic, and emotional levels, all the historical contents of experience that my body has held onto. And that's been able to clear out the space for the new to be born. So what does this work and this journey look like if you was to step into my world and a mentorship with me? Well, first of all, we work within the root cause protocol, which is a protocol that works to restore the balance of key minerals, mostly magnesium, copper, and iron, that need to work together to optimize energy and increase vitality. We also support the body to restore and balance its essential electrolytes. We do this by taking a hair tissue mineral analysis, which is a HTMA. This allows us to see a report or an overview of what your body has been experiencing and how it's been handling stress over the last 3 months or so. This can tell us vital information, all stored in your hair, about your adrenal function, thyroid function, metabolic type, stress patterns, immune system, and so much more. The hair analysis can help us determine which minerals and vitamins you need to rebalance your body chemistry, restore energy production, which is the key to healing most health issues. The HTMA shows a unique chart of your cellular patterns. It's like a thumbprint. Your test is so individual to you. It shows us the unique way in which your body is processing stress within your life and the patterns that have manifest within from that. We can also see the experiences of things such as trauma, health issues, depletions, stresses, and how they might have impacted your body and your ability to cultivate cellular energy. From this, we're able to navigate the journey of restoration. This gives your body what she needs to become renourished, replenished, revitalized, and remineralized. Alongside the RCP protocol, we also journey through somatic awareness, embodiment practices, and energy healing, all guided for you to return into a more vibrant state within mind, body, spirit, and energy. The somatic and embodiment healing practices are a welcomed experience whilst traversing through the release of this cellular debris, an opportunity to be held and witnessed whilst you move through any emotional waves or challenges
nurturing and cultivating resource within your body, which is vital for us to feel safe enough to move through the historical pain, integrate the experience, and arrive into safety or deeper safety within. The HTMA is non-invasive, and it just requires us to cut some small samples of hair and send off to a lab. The science behind the HTMA is that it analyzes mineral content in the hair, which serves as a storage medium for essential and toxic elements. The HTMA test measures various minerals, such as magnesium, calcium, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, iron, and toxic metals that may be stored in the body, such as lead and mercury. These mineral levels can reflect imbalances, deficiencies, or excesses that may be impacting our overall health. The Awakening Woman Mentorship is a rich journey for mind, body, and soul and cells. It offers the women that step in a transformation that will guide you to finally live the life of your dreams and desires, rooted in your body, stepping out of loops of survival and dysregulation into resource and thriving. It is a space that is an accumulation of my work that I have been gathering over the past 10 years. It's a space where women say goodbye to exhaustion, depletion, lack of capacity, numbness, the loss of their libido, the disconnection from their body. They release the idea that they need to push on through in all areas of their life. And they welcome in embodied resource, cellular awakening, energy, vitality. And they become more deeply rooted in self, with a deeper connection to their body. If you are a woman traversing the path of womanhood and you're feeling in some way that you are existing from a place of depletion, that you feel undernourished and lacking resource, maybe you have moved through a stressful time in your life, you are pregnant, postpartum, or a mother of young children, you have a highly demanding job, or any other life experience that requires a lot from you. Resourcing yourself in this way will guide you to have a deeper capacity to be with the fullness of your life and your experiences, and to pour back in everything that these potential stressful or life experiences that you've had have dysregulated or used up within. I will link the details for the Awakening Woman Mentorship in the show notes below. I have limited capacity for this space, as I am also traversing the path of supporting many women in the group mentorship program, which will launch again later this year. So keep your eyes and your ears open for that, if that is something that speaks to you. Thank you for being here, for sharing your time with me. As always, I love to hear from you and connect together. If you have any questions or any insights and you would like to share, you can connect with me on Instagram. I will pop the link for that in the show notes too. And I look forward to hearing from you. Sending lots of love, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you.
I am here to guide you into that.
Hey, love, I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.